6:15, I think. So remember, pray for this family. Got your Bibles this morning. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for His Word. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 42. Good. She called up the next morning praising God. You know, sometimes he'll do things we just can't hardly believe it. But thank God he's still working. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to praise Him? He worthy. There you go. Just go ahead and talk to him. Right. Amen. Yeah, sometimes if you're talking to the Lord, somebody they think he's just talking. Amen. He's good, isn't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter number 42, verse number 36. Jacob their father said unto them, me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not. Simon is not. And you will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Before we get through this morning, I hope we can see old Jacob was wrong. But I want to say, as we get started this morning, a lot of times when we're going through something, we just say, well, this is just killing me. This is against me. And that's what he thought. But really, he said Joseph is not, but really, Joseph is. He didn't think, he said, they're taking them all, my young'uns, away. Simon? Not, but he was too. He was down there in Egypt. They said, you're going to take Benjamin. You see, because he didn't know. But it was Joseph that said, you got to bring Benjamin back. But he said, all these things are against me. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for your loving mercy and kindness. And God, we know that some of the time we may feel like Jacob failed. Probably have, many of us. But God, would you know that you really know and that you're working for our good. Now I pray your blessing now upon this scripture and upon the other scripture this morning. May your will be done. May your word go forth and accomplish here that this pleases unto you. And God will thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. We'll ever bless you and praise you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. While we're thinking about these things, I want to go look at some other verses and come back to some more too. But I want to read one over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 38. Isaiah chapter number 38, verse number 16. O Lord, by these things men live, and all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Now, while you're turning there, this is a prayer of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was sick unto death. In fact, God sent him a prophet to him, told him he's going to die. He turned his face toward the wall and wept before the Lord, and God turned the prophet around. God heard his cry and saw his tears, and he turned him around, the prophet, and sent him back to him and said, I'm going to give you 15 more years. And so now he's saying in this verse, O Lord, verse 16, by these things men live. And all these things are the life of my spirit. Wilt thou recover me and make me to live? Turn with me now in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Second Corinthians chapter number 4. Verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. I want you to get a hold of this next few words. Worketh for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. Notice what he said, for our light affliction worketh against us. Didn't say that, did it? Worketh what? For us. Now, there's a lot of difference in something working for you and working against you. Oh, if we could grab a hold of it. Oh, hallelujah. And so I want to look at the Word of God this morning and see, and when it was some, like Jacob was saying, that God, these things are against me. Looking at the natural standpoint, natural point of view, and the being a parent's point of view, and where his children were and where he thought they were. He said, these things are against me. When you get to the Apostle Paul, we see how that he is saying to us, and by the way, somebody said one time, well, he must not have knew much about afflictions, honey. We don't know anything about them. He knew all about them. If you look at what Jacob said, he had a list of three. If you look at what the Apostle Paul had, if you look at Romans 8 chapter, he had a whole list. His list was more complicated, more darker, more of them than you ever could think about what Jacob had a list of. He had a list of tribulation, persecution. He had a list of being stoned to death. You could go on and on and on. But he said, in all, nay, in all these things will more than conquerors. And so I want to try to share with you this morning that all the things that you go through with, or I go through with, or any of us go through with, these things, God's in control. He's on the throne, and he's ruling and reigning, thank God. And he knows what's best for us. That's why we keep claiming. The verse I claimed, and still claiming it, claimed it all through my ordeal. You know what it was, Romans 8:28. Now I know that all things, these things I'm talking about this morning, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm telling about things that you go through with, things that you face, things that you may think that's against you, like Jacob thought was against you. Whatever the trial is, whatever the trouble is, whatever the heartache is, whatever the sorrow is, whatever it is, I'm telling you, God said he would let put nothing on you you couldn't bear, but with the temptation he'd make a way to what? To escape. And listen, these things are working together for good. God's working. Listen, the outward man's a perishing every day, but the inward man's being renewed. Thank God it's being renewed. Day by day, moment by moment, the inner man is being renewed. And so these things are working. Thank God they're working. I'm glad they are. They're working for us. He's called us according to his mercy and grace. He called us to conform us into the image of his Son. This old man's a-dying on the outside. This old man's, this old flesh is getting older. These bodies are getting weaker. But thank God, that's why the Bible said they'd be sown in weakness, raised in power. But the inner man's being renewed. And what God does sometimes, he's working for us, but he'll take this old flesh, this body, he'll put her over here a while. And he's working, but I can guarantee you, he's working for us. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Jacob, you ever thought about that? You ever thought about if God's for us, who can be against you? What about all these things are coming? I always wondered about old Jacob. Listen, by him saying that, you know, after a while he come on back to him. He came back and he said to him, hey, Joseph is alive. He didn't believe it. He fainted, didn't he? Over a little further in the book of Genesis, he fainted. He didn't believe it. But you know, when he heard them old wagons coming, and then he saw, listen, the vision Joseph had sent for him to go back to Egypt for. He said, oh, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. My son, it is alive. Thank God. He's alive, he's alive. When old Jacob got down there in Egypt, I wondered a lot of times. Listen, when he saw that he was really alive, saw the provisions he provided for him, thank God. I begin to think about, I wonder what he thinks about what he said before. When he said God was, when he said all these things was against me, I wonder what he was thinking now. When he saw Joseph, and he saw him, listen, as a ruler in reign and reigning and ruling next to Pharaoh in Egypt. When he got down there in all those years, you know what he said? He's alive, that's enough. I'm going to go see him before I die. Yes. Amen. Amen. Mm. You ever later said, wonder why I thought that? Wonder why I said that? All the time. He's right there. That's why Hezekiah was saying, hey, it's the life of my spirit. Those things that you think's against you. Oh, it may be rough on the flesh. It may be rough on the outward man. But I won't tell you what it'll do to the inner man. It'll renew it. It'll renew it. And renew it. And renew it. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. And so Jacob, What are you going to do now? I'm going to load up on them wagons. I'm going. That's what I'm going to do. That's what he's saying. That's what he did. Well, that was the way they had to travel back then. That's about the only way they had him 100 years ago. You see, so a lot of times when God's a working, you say, well, he's always behind the scenes. Well, he is, but he's on the front line too. He's behind us and he's before us. He's with us and he's all around us and all about us. He's everlasting arms is beneath us. Thank God he is. And he'll mount us up like eagle wings and this, and he undergirds us with his strength and his power and his grace and his mercy. That's God. He's there to help you and he's there to work for you. Working for you, he's not working against you. So how do you feel? How do I feel? Well, God's on the throne. He is. You wouldn't believe, and I'm amazed still what peace God gave me through the ordeal I've been through with. And I hadn't been through with a lot. I thought I'd been through something until I got over into rehab. Lost a whole foot. I lost part of 3 toes. Most of one, part of 2 more. I saw ones that had strokes that hadn't recovered in months, still working with them. I saw different ones, and God said to say to my heart, cheer up, boy. Cheer up. Amen. He'd say to my heart, I'm still working with you. Dave. I'm working. You know what that's telling me? Show makes you work easier. Somebody's doing it for you, don't it? Sure does. He'll work for you. You know what that is? That's a life of the Spirit. That's what Hezekiah said. He said, that's my life. Oh, yeah. That's where I get my strength from. That's where I get the inner man gets renewed. That's where you just step up close to him and you fellowship with him and you commune with him and you talk with him. The inner man's renewed day by day and you go on pressing on even in the midst of trouble, and all things may look like they're against you. But still, God said, even light. They lack compared to eternal weight of glory. You know what's wrong with most of us? We look at the things we can see. But we need to look at the things we can't see. You say, that don't make no sense. Well, it might not make none, but it sure will help you. The things that you can't see is eternal. I can't see your spirit, the real you that's eternal. And it is eternal, either one place or the other, somewhere or another. These bodies are temple, these are. It's a tent. It's a tabernacle. It's what it is. One of these days we'll put it off. Or it will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But what about it? Or someone there that's working, but always remember, don't ever forget that, where he said our light afflictions is working for us, not against us, but for us. For us. In fact, you're going to be better off in the end none than you were. You know, when God chastens us and chastises us and disciplines us, most of you my age and even younger, some younger, you remember chastisement. You hadn't forgot it. you ever have your three of them doing this because they left you? That wasn't too hard to, I mean, that was a little hard to understand. But when you become a parent, you can understand it more than ever before. And you know what God said he does? He chastens them that he loves. He don't go around whooping somebody else's youngins. But he said, I tell you what, he chastens them he loves.
Right.
I'm glad he loves us. He corrects us. He chastens us. But he's not against us. He's for us. He loves us. And when a parent chastens and disciplines their children, it's done in love, I can guarantee you. It accomplished that God said it would. You know what the Bible says? Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall what? Drive it far from him. And you know what? Jacob lived to see that his estimation of his children was wrong. And he lived to see that it was not working against him, but it was working for his good and for his family.
Hey.
You probably had some things that happened down through your life, and that all of us, I'm sure, have. You might not have understood it right then, just like Jacob didn't. But you might have already lived to see how it was working for good and working for you and not against you. Because God is not against us. He's for us. And he's working for our good and working for us. He sure is. So he's still working for us. Amen. He sure is. And he's going to be. He sure is. I want to go back and read that. I think over in Genesis. Back in Genesis 40-something. Let me get back there. Before we close, I want to read this verse. I think I've referenced to it. But I want you to see it. I'm sure you read it many times. Genesis chapter number 45. Genesis 45, verse number 26, 27 and 28. They told him and said, Joseph is yet alive. He's governor of all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart, what happened? What's that word say? Fainted. For he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph when he had said unto them, which he'd said unto him. And when he saw the wagons, which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I'll go and see him before. That's not all. Carried his family with him. And God sustained them through the drought, through the famine. What a blessing. God was working. And to start with, he couldn't even see it. You know why? He said he believed not. He just could not believe. That's where his son was. But you see the whole thing. You back up, you can see how the whole thing God was working. He even told his own brother. You know what he said? I tell you what, you may